AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. It's the biggest shopping day of the year. Monica Buchholz squeezed into line at a store in New York last night, hoping to score a Black Friday big screen TV.
Last night at 5 o'clock, stood in line for 20 minutes or so, missed the 50-inch screen TV, and then this morning. So it's been good.
Joe Nelson was also waiting in line to buy a TV at Best Buy in Springfield, Virginia.
For the TV, it's, I think, $149 for a 49-inch, and the Chrome devices are half price.
Retailers expect almost 136 million of us to shop over the four-day Thanksgiving holiday.
This is our Super Bowl of shopping, actually. Yeah, it's our biggest weekend of the entire year.
Chelsea Hartnett of Citadel Outlets in Los Angeles, a shopping center for outlet stores. And here's a tip for you parents. Toys R Us is telling us among the hot sellers so far since stores opened on Thanksgiving night, Star Wars merchandise, and Hasbro's Pie Face game. Protesters in Chicago hope to interrupt holiday shopping today on Michigan Avenue's Magnificent Mile. AP correspondent Don Babwin reports from Chicago. The idea is to focus attention on the police killing of a Black teenager.
The hope is that by marching on Black Friday during a time when it's going to be packed with shoppers, that it will bring attention to the city and the country what has happened here.
In France, the nation paid tribute this morning to those killed in the Paris terror attacks 2 weeks ago today. The names of each of the 130 dead were read aloud as the French president pledged to destroy those responsible. This is AP Radio News. President Obama is going to Paris this weekend for a make-it-or-break-it summit on climate change. AP White House correspondent Mark Smith.
Since the last binding deal in Kyoto in 1997, the world's gotten hotter, stormier, and wetter as ice sheets melt and oceans rise.
Once it starts, it's hard to reverse.
But the president and the others converging on Paris have seen a sea change in public opinion.
It's an issue that everyday people around the world feel, are willing to stand up for.
Jennifer Morgan of the World Resources Institute says even developing countries are ready to pledge curbs on carbon output. And while environmental rules remain controversial here, Obama sees the emerging deal in Paris as part of his legacy. Mark Smith at the White House.
And a man who jumped over the White House fence yesterday draped in an American flag is in custody, though we still don't know at the moment why he went over the fence. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big now.